It's just wild. What?
Good afternoon, Hyde Park Jeweler.
Is this Lori?
Yes, it is.
Lori, it's Ann Ard, RDI Diamonds.
Did you get a message that I called earlier?
I did. I went.
Oh.
I was waiting for pricing. Pricing was taking a little bit, and then I left to take my dog to the vet.
Have a doggy to take to the vet?
I know. He was limping, and then I just got back, and then I ran into some fires that I wanted to jump in myself to ease the pain, and then I called you.
I see.
Yeah.
What kind of doggy?
Oh, I have a Maltese poo.
Oh.
He's so sweet. He's like the best thing ever. And I came home the other day, and he was limping, and I'm like, So... Of course, then I was like, what's going on? And I went into crazy mode. So then I called my vet, and they could only get him in today at 3:30, of course.
Yeah, right.
So I had to drive home, pick him up.
Yeah, right.
Pay $96 to tell
right.
to tell me, like, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
I said, okay, thank you. But it gave me peace of mind, so I'm fine.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, give him some glucosamine chondroitin.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yes, you're looking for some studs.
Yeah, this is a different customer.
Okay.
But the other guy is like on the fence. He's got too much going on, so he's probably going to put me off. So
okay.
Who did I talk to? Amy? Andrea? Amy?
Aubrey.
Who?
Aubrey.
Aubrey. Okay, that sounds good. So she gave me two pairs, 174 and 181. I don't know if I want the 181 because they're eyes. I don't want to do eyes, eye ones.
Let me look at them.
I tried to get the pictures, and I didn't see the pictures online. They weren't.
They're not pictured.
Up there. And I need the pricing.
Well, the 174s are $3,075. The 181s are still not, she priced. The 183s are not priced yet. I don't know what's going on here. But based on my other pairs that are wildly similar, you're around
$4,300.
For the 183s.
So are the 174s pictured online yet?
No. Do you want me to go look at them? Tell me what you're looking for. Can you give me like just
I like SI2s. I don't like I1s, you know?
Sorry.
Unless the I1s aren't that bad. It's not a lot of black and maybe a little bit of white feathers in it. But, you know, I have to see them.
What's your budget?
Well, we don't have a budget.
I love that.
Well, he's got to trade in another pair of earrings that he bought from me, so, and they're not yours, so.
Oh,
and anyways, these can't be used for trade-in down the road either because they're not certified, right?
Theoretically.
Yeah. Okay. So,
theoretically.
I said that.
Theoretically.
Huh?
Theoretically.
Yeah. So I have to kind of like calculate that. Could you send those to me?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have a pair of 194s that are SI2s that look great. I can send you those, and those are SI2s.
Okay. 194.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen these earrings.
They're set up.
They're set up already. FG, I believe. Let me not lie to you, but I'm pretty sure I said FG.
Well,
194G. I'm sorry, GHSI2s for $4,700. I show the 174s with the 194s.
Can you do that for me,
Lori? For you?
Oh,
the world.
So I'm gonna tell you a real sad story about my little girl, my little baby. We went to Mohican Sun in April for our birthdays, and Teddy went to walk the dog for her last walk.
Oh.
It was like at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I was in the casino losing money, and I get this pop-up message on my
phone.
My cell phone with a picture of a bloody dog. And I'm saying to myself, is this a spam thing? And I look closer, and I said, oh, my God, that's Kenny's coat. So I ran outside.
Oh.
And unfortunately, there was another dog out there on a leash, but not being controlled by the owner. That when Teddy went to walk the dog up on the curb, the dog came out from behind and grabbed her in the face. She had four fractures in her mouth and a puncture wound.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea. So we brought her to Syracuse because there's
an
animal dental vet up there, and he did surgery on her. She was wired and splinted for 6 weeks.
Oh,
we had to go after 3 weeks. After the first 3 weeks, went up for a checkup. Everything seemed to be okay. We went back the third set of six weeks. And she had to do another procedure because the lower splint didn't heal. So he had to rewire that. And unfortunately,
she passed away.
4 days later, she passed away, aspiration pneumonia.
Oh, Lori, I'm so sorry.
You have no idea. You have no idea what this has done to us.
Oh.
And the piece of shit hasn't stepped up to the plate to
help.
Nope. Neither has Mohegan Sun. And I spoke to their attorney. And I said to them, I said, we're here. I was at the jewelry show in September for, you know, the select show.
Yeah.
And I said, I am sitting outside the select show right now. And that dog is usually with us. And there's 100 vendors here. And everybody's asking me where the dog is. And every time I have to reiterate this story about Mohegan's son, and they don't have a leash enforcement outside the casino.
That's horrible.
And you still don't have a sign out there, because we went and we checked to see if you have a sign out there that all dogs must be on a controlled leash.
That's horrible. Oh, Lori.
And they wouldn't do anything. I said if Mohegan's son had any compassion, they would step up to the plate and
agree.
And nothing. It's a civil matter. Well, that piece of shit, I said he was arrested outside your casino. There was a warrant out for his arrest. And you know why there was a warrant out for his arrest?
Why?
Because that dog had other offenses against him, and he never showed up in court for that dog.
That's horrible.
And I got a FOIL report. He had like four other incidences with that dog.
Do you know what I would do? Honestly, I would do, I don't know if you're on social media, but I would blast Mohegan's son.
Well, they won't let you post anything on their Facebook page.
No, they won't.
Nope. I went to Yelp.
Okay.
And I put a picture of the bloody dog and the story about it.
I'm telling you, put it on TikTok or something. It'll go viral.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Oh, Lori, I'm so...
Yeah.
But
we're going to get another puppy.
Well, you know what? We had a dog. So Romy's 7.
Uh-huh.
But before Romy, we had Veda. And Veda was a teacup poodle. And
mm-hmm.
she broke her leg. And then she re-broke it. And she fell down and she passed away. It was horrible. I was like... I was like, I can't. Like, I was devastated. It's crazy. And, like, 2 days later, 3 days later, like we're just crying. My husband, this big, burly man, he's, like, sobbing.
Yeah.
And, like, a week passed, and he's like, she brought me so much joy. She's like, we need to get a new dog. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we got Romy, and he was like, it was my husband, and I was adamant. I was like, I do not want a dog.
Yeah,
I don't want to feel this again. And I, like, talked myself out of loving him. Like, I'm crazy like that. I'm like, I'm not going to love him, so it doesn't matter. And he got sick, and I can remember since he got sick, I'm like, come here, baby. I'll take care of you.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's my best boy.
We miss her. But,
yeah.
So we're going to get a new one. We're supposed to go this week to take a peek at her. They had a litter of 5 pups, 4 boys, 1 girl, and we want a girl. We don't want a boy. A Shih Tzu.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll go and see her, and then we can't pick. If we decide that we're going to take her, we can't take her until January after the first of the year.
Yeah,
because they don't let their dogs go until 12 weeks. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because they're AKC.
Yeah.
They're always showing dogs and everything. So.
Yep. That's how Roman is.
Yeah. It's quite the ordeal. You know, and
it's
a piece of shit. That's just a piece of shit.
Gotta get him.
And I can't sue him because I don't. You know, he's been arrested for burglary and entry and harassment charges. So I don't know what kind of demeanor this guy has. And of course, I'm in the jewelry business, so I have to kind of leave
a little profile.
You know, and if I did sue him, I'd have to get an attorney from Massachusetts. And same thing with Mohegan Sun. If I want to sue Mohegan Sun, I'd have to get an attorney that is approved by the reservation.
Right.
Isn't that a conflict? You know?
Oh, it's fine.
Anyway. Yeah, so we'll look forward to meeting her.
She'll be a blessing, and you'll fall in love, and then
I feel
I'm so sorry. I know.
I do. Yeah, I know. It's just terrible. What you know that some people don't care, and it's just a
piece of shit.
Yep. So, all right, send those two pair.
I'll send the two pair.
I'm gonna scoot. I have. I know. I think I have a hair appointment tonight, and she called me to confirm. If she's not there when I get there, I'm not going to be happy.
Correct.
Watch out, scissors.
All right, Lori. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you. Bye.